Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good Friday morning. Oh, yeah. I was all set for a BLT and then I remembered, hey, it's Lent. No bacon for you. I'm going to have to make an alternative choice for today. Not sure what that will be. Fish. There you go. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving. We had a lot of people doing shows this week, and I promised them all I'd give them a mention. But meanwhile, let's have a little plate of Tom Caruso, shall we?
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered eight pierogies, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. My ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
You've got the eyes of a princess, the hands of a clock. Your hair is flaxen and red. You've got the legs of a table and the arms of a jock. But I can't change the shape of your head. Our dinner's alone, I'm romantic and tender. But when it's all done and said, I close the door, I go out on a bender. Cause I can't change the shape of your head. Don't know what's your point, man, when you said all your dreams came true. But there's a fly in the ointment, cause this is something that I just can't do. Don't ask me again how and or why or what of us may end up dead. No. It's over, Kapuski, finito. of your head. No, I can't change the shape of your head. No, I can't change the shape of your head.
Pow! The pow makes it for me. That was Tom Carosa. And on Facebook, the Music Coalition there on Facebook has some interesting people. I've been finding some new talents to present. And this morning we're going to feature some songs by Glenn Raphael. I guess you could Facebook him, I assume. He's, I don't think he's in the chat room. But anyway, Glenn Raphael, check him out. And here we go. I'm not going to give away the titles because they just say it all.
The globe gets a little hotter when I get a glimpse of you. The earth gets a little colder when our time is through. So don't tell me they fudged the data or botched the plot. All I'm talking about is you. That's hot. I know the globe gets a little hotter when I get a glimpse of you. The earth gets a little warmer whenever I see your face. Your smile turned in my direction makes it a warmer place. I don't know about urban heating or CO2. All I know about the heat I get from you, the earth gets a little warmer whenever I see your face.
Wap, 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 wap.
My heart feels medieval warming whenever you turn my way. But then there's a little ice age when we're not okay. I don't know about melting glaciers or polar bears. All that matters is the warmth we share, and that the globe gets a little hotter whenever you hear this song. So go buy some carbon credits just because you've heard this song. The gorilla, my dreams. I would go ape over you. In our fine pajamas, I'd feed you bananas. Monkey see, monkey do. Wouldn't you be the gorilla, my dreams? Don't make a monkey of me. Swinging car activity, freer in captivity. Be the gorilla, my dreams. We've all got our place. It's your branch or mine. Of all of my mates, I know you'd be the prime. You'd be my primate, be the gorilla, my dream. I would go ape over you. In our fine pajamas, I'd feed you bananas. Monkey see, monkey do. Wouldn't you be the gorilla, my dream? Don't make a monkey of me. Swinging's our activity, freer in captivity. Be the gorilla, my dream. When you fed me grub, our lub couldn't wait. I told all the jungle that you're chimply great. Chimply fantastic, be the gorilla, my dreams. I would go ape over you. In our fine pajamas, I'd feed you bananas. Monkey see, monkey do. Wouldn't you be the gorilla, my dreams? Don't make a monkey of me. Swinging's our activity, freer in captivity. Be the gorilla, my dreams.
Let's hear one more by Glenn Raphael. Facebook friend him.
Decapitation, extra cold. can bring us forward to a future bright and bold with fewer problems. Your life has got a second chance, a chance to make things right. No wonder Britney Spears is gonna freeze her head when everybody that you've ever known is dead. You could go quietly, but heed these words I've read. Britney Spears is gonna freeze her head. A brand new body would be great. Whatever piece we can't repair, we'll amputate and build a new one. From spare parts, new heart, new limbs, new soul. New future to control. No wonder Britney Spears is gonna freeze her head when everybody that you've ever known is dead. You could go quietly, but heed these words I've read. Britney Spears is gonna freeze her head. She's gonna freeze her head. If you were living Britney's life, you wouldn't find it pleasing. A chance to try it all again could be worth the teasing. So it's time to think of freezing. Britney Spears is gonna freeze her head when everybody that you've ever known is dead. You could go quietly, but heed these words instead. Britney Spears is gonna freeze her head. She's gonna freeze her head. Britney Spears is gonna freeze her head. Clear out the icebox. Britney Spears is gonna freeze her head. Behind the frozen corn, Britney Spears is gonna freeze her head. Forgot my bowling ball. She's gonna freeze her head.
Hey, that was excellent. Excellent. Glenn Raphael, Facebook friend him. I found him on the Comedy Musicians Coalition. Check him out. Anyway, so that was good. I discovered a lot of people, thanks to my friend Jessica Delfino, who is helping everybody move on with their careers in her own little way, because as Jessica expressed in one of her songs, if I could find it, what is it? There we go, Jessica.
One,
Jessica Delfino.
One, two, three, four. I want to be famous. I want to be famous. I live alone in a small apartment. I've got no money and I've got no job. I'm a real nice girl with a good personality. And I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich, I'm poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. I don't know what to do with my life, but I really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be so. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. Two, three, it's not that hard. All I gotta do is find someone, maybe a CEO, or maybe someone like the guy who runs something, like the country or whatever. I don't know where to get a weapon. I really don't even know how to use one. But I'm smart and I can figure it out. And then I am gonna really, really be famous. I read in a magazine, it's really important. I hope my mom is proud of me when she sees me on TV. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Come on, everyone, let's clap. Kill somebody important. I'm gonna kill somebody important with a gun. Kill somebody important with a knife. Kill somebody important with my mind. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Okay, good, stop clapping. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I can't wait.
Six guys are carrying a casket out of church in the middle of winter. All of a sudden, the lead guy slips on the ice. The casket gets away. It goes down the stairs, down the road, through an intersection in the middle of town, leaps over a curb, smashes through a drugstore door, slams into the counter, the lid pops open, and the stiff sits up. The druggist says, "Can I help you?" The stiff says, "Yeah, could you please give me something to stop this coughing?" Sorry, you like folk songs? Puff the Magic Dragon.
That was Jackie Martling. Speaking about upcoming events that you can see me performing at, along with Ross Bennett, Scott Blakeman, Jane Condon, Sandy Ellers, Mike Fine, Bob Greenberg, Rhonda Hansen, Doug Kleiman, Dave Koenig, Nancy Lombardo, Stephen Scott, Stone and Stone, Ira Allen on piano, and special guest Joe Franklin. That will be at the Actors Temple Benefit Monday, April 8th at 7 p.m. It's going to be a fantastic show for a very good cause. You can go. You don't have to be Jewish. Everyone can go. It's a very, very good cause. And for more information and tickets, go to www.theactorstemple.org. www.theactorstemple.org. Or get your tickets in advance. They're $35 in advance, $40 at the door. You can also donate if you can't go and just want to go. Wacko Bob, can you post what time your shows are on? And Betty Jo, I see you in the room, Movie Attic headquarters, every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Can you email me what's on your show this Tuesday? I'm multitasking, but I think I can get to it. And okay, that's one down, one promotion down, and I've discovered some new people again. Sent me some stuff from the Comedy Music Coalition. So let me see if I can find these young ladies with their funny songs. We're out here with Comedy Concepts to promote all things comedy and sometimes informative, because that's how we roll. Yes, we do. Now, these two ladies are known as Mel and Elle. Here we go.
Is evil, and I'll tell you why. It makes me have to see who's dating my ex-guy. I stare at his photos and it makes me cry, and that's one reason Facebook is evil. Facebook is dangerous, and that's the truth. People posting pictures of me from my youth, pictures where I'm puking in a Denny's booth. It's blackmail, and that's two reasons Facebook is evil. You'll find things out about success. You want to feel glad, but you get depressed. You want to stop looking, but you're so obsessed with Leslie Katz from middle school, who always seems so freaking cool. But now she's married to a tool. That makes you happy, so you keep on looking, because it's worth it for those moments when you're happy.
Facebook's informative, but so bad. I read some woman's wall and learned she married my dad. I kinda wish he told me first and I felt sad. And now I can't stop stalking them on Facebook. And I don't care about the sandwich you ate, or how it's just amazing that your life's so great. Be more selective with your status update. Try a phrase with sass, or a shot of your ass, or something else that I'm gonna be honest, I don't give a shit when you're happy. Happy, happy. Poke, poke, poke. Like, like. Single, single in a relationship. Poke, poke, poke. Like, like.
In a relationship,
engage.
Facebook is helpful when you're feeling fat. You can find old frenemies in 2 seconds flat, and engage them right away with an instant chat, and say, I thought I was fat, but you are fatter.
I thought I was fat, but you are fatter.
Another another discovery. It's terrific. Let me tell you, before I play their next song, which they gave me, I love harmony singing, by the way, and I like harmony comedy singing, which the Music Comedy Coalition, I guess, is all about. Their music is available on CD Baby and iTunes and Apple. Okay, let me tell you a little bit. Melanie Kennard, I hope I pronounced that right, and Ellie Dvorkin. I pronounce that right, too. Real-life best friends who have known each other ever since they were 12 years old. They grew up in South Florida. Yay, South Florida, where they attended University Center for Performing Arts. And due to a shortage of boys in the summer camp program, one of them often played a man, I guess the tall one. Described as a modern-day Laverne and Shirley, they've grown to become riotously funny music duo, a New York City cult phenomenon. New York City, their critically acclaimed show, Mel and Elle, the show rhymes, enjoyed a long run at the Duplex, and Show and Tell premiered off-Broadway at Ars Nova. Ooh, that's a great place. Mel and Elle, Gay Married Headline Comics Comedy Club, and culminated the pair being chosen as one of the Village Voice Best of New York City. That they'll have to call and explain to me. I don't understand that sentence. Okay, their web series Mel and Elle Show won Best Web Series at the Las Vegas Film Festival. Awesome. Mel and Elle, She's My Bitch, is available on iTunes. I love that. Okay. Let's see. Their second album, Mel and Elle Code Friendent, or on bandcamp.com. For more craziness, go to www.melandelle.com. Melandelle.com. Ah. Oh. Crazy ladies, but I love them. Let's play another Mel song. Here's a good one. Let's see. Which one was that one did I play? I got to remember which one I played. Here we go, the next one. I'm not going to give away the title, Mel and Elle, because it's it. I hope you got into the chat room, Mel and Elle. Okay, here we go. And Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, I'll be plugging you soon, too. Okay. And Wacko Bob, you're the best for tuning in and cutting your show short for me. And Clopsy and Circles of Prosperity and Abernet Radio Network and Cyanide all the way from across the sea tuning in. Everybody, big love. Let's have some comedy now. As soon as I found them and I lost them. Melanelle, where'd you go? There we go. Oh, this should be fun. Let's see. Here we go. Melanelle.
Is evil, and I'll tell you why. It makes me have to see who's dating my ex-guy. I stare at his photos and it makes me cry. And that's one reason Facebook is evil. Facebook is dangerous, and that's the truth. People posting pictures of me from my youth. Pictures where I'm puking in a Denny's booth. It's blackmail. And that's two reasons Facebook is evil. You'll find things out about success. You wanna feel glad, but you get depressed. You wanna stop looking, but you're so obsessed with Leslie Katz from middle school, who always seems so freaking cool. But now she's married to a tool. That makes you happy, so you keep on looking, 'cause it's worth it for those moments when you're happy.
Facebook's informative, but so bad. I read some woman's wall and learned she married my dad. I kinda wish he told me first and I felt sad. And now I can't stop stalking them on Facebook. And I don't care about the sandwich you ate, or how it's just amazing that your life's so great. Being more selective with your status update. Try a phrase with sass, or a shot of your ass, or something else that's crass. Don't say you're happy, I'm gonna be honest. Don't give a shit when you're happy. Happy, happy. Poke, poke, poke. Like, like. Single, single in a relationship. Poke, poke, poke. Like, like.
Frenemies in 2 seconds flat, and engage them right away with an instant chat and say,
ladies are, huh? How about that? Yes, the chat room is saying flowers and what are they, giving me widgets of flowers and smiles and whistles and and what are they, having their own conversation while I'm here working away. What are you guys talking about in the chat room? Okay. okay, we're in there. We had a new listener, Aver Radio Network. Yes, yeah, follow me so I can follow you, Aver. Are you a different network or are you BTR? Post your info here, please. And as for my buddy across the wide expanse of America, Colorado, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Let's see what she has going on. All right. Let's see. Next Tuesday's show. All right. What's the date of next Tuesday's show, Betty Jo? You didn't post that, did you? Oh, yeah, you did. All right. Special effects, makeup, magic. Ooh. Todd Tucker visits Movie Attic Headquarters on March 26th to discuss his impressive cinematic career and groundbreaking creative process used for special effects makeup, such films as Pirates of the Caribbean, Van Helsing, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Mrs. Doubtfire, Bram Stoker's Dracula. After working on over 100 films and TV shows with some of the biggest actors and directors in the industry, this visionary entrepreneur recently founded Illusions Industry, a full-service special effects makeup production. That's Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Always interesting, 4 p.m. Tuesdays on Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters. Where does she find these people? She must have a secret source. Oh, Aver Radio Network, A.V.E stands for Action Video Entertainment. Oh, thank you for posting that. Yes, Facebook friend me. Okay. And let's keep it moving. Who else do I have to promote? Oh, yeah. I got to find another one. As you know, a little while back, I performed in something called Tale, which is this whole new happening event in New York City. And it's stories. If I say spoken word, is that right? I'm not sure, but it's stories. And one of the numerously talented people sent me one of their pieces, and I've got the information everywhere. If you saw my desk, you would see the craziness that abounds here. Okay, Tale, a storytelling show with music, Tuesday, March 26th at 8:30 p.m. That's at the Three of Cups, 83rd First Avenue, corner of 5th, and it's free, and the drinks are half price. Okay, on the 26th, the lineup will be Susan Wang, Jay Lalonde, Jacob Storms, Ellie Devers. Oh, Ellie. I wonder if she's one of the people. Is she one of the people I just had on here? I got to check that out. Rob Cantrell, Lori Poe, Terry Mintz, and original music by Charles Wayland, Radio Message. So check that out. I've performed there, and a lot of celebrities do drop in, as they say. It's the Do Drop In Tale, a storytelling show with music. Tuesday, March 26th. Did they put their website? I'm looking. All right, I think if you just look at Tail, it'll come up, or Terry Mintz, M-I-N-T-Z, on Facebook. That will have more information. I got to find out if that Ellie. No, it's a different Ellie. Let me see. Nope, different Ellie. This Ellie Dworkin is one I said. But those two ladies are great. I can't tell you, I love harmony music, don't you? Always terrific. Where is George Bentinger today? That's what I want to know, because I can't give out the information because I got to find it. If I find it quick, I can give it out. But George Bentinger has moved. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's moved. I always do an accent when I talk about George Bentinger. I don't know why I do. I just do. I'll just play his promo for you and see if I can find where he's moved to. It's still Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. It's just a different location.
Say to take it right and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hello, to the amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Well, I know he's moved. Does anybody know where he moved to if you can't post it? I know he's moved. I can't find it in my email. I'm sorry, George, but just go to the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook, and that'll give you all the information you'll need. So as I was saying, the tale, March 26th, that's a Tuesday, I'm going to play one of these spoken word pieces here, and she may have just one word in it. I don't think it's too offensive, but I'll find her. Her name is Suzanne Wang. The name of the piece is called Vincent. Okay. If you haven't got Facebook, Google George Bettinger and see what comes up, and see if you can reach him that way. Okay. Or then find out what George Bettinger Radio, see if you can find what station he's now on. Here we go, Suzanne Wang with her spoken word piece.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Wang.
Wong, I pronounced it wrong, sorry.
It's like a meeting, it's a 12-step meeting. In 1997, I was living in Brooklyn Heights, New York, and loving every minute of it. I attended a lecture by Marianne Williamson, best-selling author and spiritual speaker, and although she talked way too much about Jesus and Mary and the Bible for my liking, she did say one thing that struck me. She said that the opposite of love is not hate. She said the opposite of love is indifference. She said that the worst thing you can do to another person is to ignore them or be indifferent to them. And she was speaking specifically that night about the way we tend to treat homeless people. The next morning, I was walking down Montague Street, and I noticed the homeless man panhandling from a stoop. I was very familiar with this particular homeless man because it always annoyed me that he would whisper, "Spare change, please," at passersby. It seemed disingenuous to me. I wanted him to just come right out and ask for the money with his full voice. It felt passive-aggressive. Because of my disdain for his technique, I always avoided eye contact and rushed past him with no acknowledgement of his existence. So once again, I rushed past him like I always did. And then I remembered what Marianne had said in her lecture the night before. The opposite of love is indifference. Fuck. So I took a deep breath, turned around, walked over to him, sat on the stoop next to him, and introduced myself. I extended my hand and said, "Hi, my name is Suzanne. What's your name?" He looked completely stunned. He looked at me like I was from Mars, but he was also clearly moved by my gesture. He cautiously and gently shook my hand and sweetly replied, "Hello, my name is Vincent." He spoke with a beautiful Jamaican accent. Now, I'm a germaphobe, so I'm thinking to myself, I better go home and wash my hands after this. Then I made a bold decision to ask him to tell me his story. I said, "So, Vincent, how did you end up on this stoop asking people for money?" As Vincent begins to speak, I start to really see him for the first time. He's tall, thin, and black. I'm guessing he's about 70 years old. He has a curly white beard and mustache. In spite of his circumstances, he has an extremely kind and gracious demeanor. I realize that the homeless people who bark and threaten are worse than one who whispers. Perhaps Vincent was just trying to compensate for those people. I see that he has a crutch under one arm. I see that he's actually quite handsome. And his face looks like a cross between Scatman Crothers and that guy who played Uncle Remus in Song of the South. I see that he dresses in layers of clothes that look ragged and worn in muted tones, but he seems to take pride in his appearance and makes himself as presentable as possible. I have no idea if he has hair on his head because he's always wearing a hat or cap of some sort. And I see the sparkle in his eyes. Vincent told me that he came to New York City from Jamaica and that he had a job in Brooklyn, but then he got a disease in his foot and got fired because he couldn't do the job anymore. He was a janitor. He didn't have any health insurance and he couldn't afford to buy the medication he needed to heal his foot, so it's just progressively gotten worse. And he couldn't find another employer who would hire someone his age with an illness or injury, so he lost his apartment. All of the rest of his family still lives in Jamaica, so there was no one in Brooklyn to help him. Thus began our interactions. I introduced my boyfriend David to Vincent, and we would always greet each other on the street. One day I was alone, and Vincent asked me how David was doing. I said, "Oh, he's in Florida doing a production of Twelfth Night." Vincent replied, "Wow, Shakespeare, good for him." This time I was stunned. The next day, I took a risk and bought Vincent a copy of Twelfth Night, even though I wasn't sure Vincent could read. This could potentially be a disastrous gift. I carried it around with me until I saw him again, and I said, Vincent, I bought you a present, and I handed it to him, feeling apprehensive that he'd somehow feel embarrassed. He looked at it with complete reverence, as if I just handed him the Holy Grail, and welled up with tears. Then he quietly said, I'll read it tonight. When David returned from Florida, the two of them sat on the stoop and discussed the play at length. The next gift I bought for Vincent was a book called Creative Visualization by Shakti Gawain. He read it with the appetite of a bear who had been in hibernation. The next time I saw him, his face lit up as he told me the story of how he was sitting on a bench at the promenade, visualizing the amount of money he needed to get the medicine for his foot, and 5 minutes later, someone came up and gave him the exact amount. As it turns out, Vincent was not completely homeless. There was a local woman who lived on Montague Street and let Vincent sleep in her basement. He could not use her bathroom, and she never gave him food or money, but he was allowed to sleep on a mattress in her basement at night. One morning, as Vincent was leaving that house to go out to Panhandle, he noticed over her shoulder that she was watching a morning television show, and he saw my face on the screen. He blurted out, "Oh my God, that's my friend Suzanne." He was surprised and delighted. The woman turned to him and said, "You're friends with Suzanne Wong?" Vincent beamed proudly and said, "Yes." Apparently, this woman was a big fan of mine. When Vincent returned that night to the house and headed to the basement, the woman knocked on his door. She was holding a tray with tea and pastries for him, and she had invited some friends who she wanted him to meet. The next time I saw Vincent,
whoa, what happened there? It ended abruptly. I guess we'll never know there. Can everyone still hear me? In the chat room, please type in something if you can. That was weird. It just sort of clicked off. Well, anyway, somebody typing. You can hear me, right? It ended briefly. That shouldn't end it. You can hear, huh? All right, we'll have to play her again on Monday. I'll have to email her and just say that her MP3 cut short. That was freaky, spooky. I guess to find out the end, we'll have to tune in Monday. Because we're crazy people here, crazy. How we doing for time? We're doing good. Hey, who feels old-timey? Betty Jo Tucker, George Bettinger, where are you? Steve Mendoza in the house. Steve, you coming to the Actors Temple benefit on April 8th at 7 p.m. It's what us all-star lineup. Ross Bennett, Scott Blakeman, Jane Common, Sandy Ellis, Mike Fine, Bob Greenberg, Rhonda Hanson, Doug Klein, and Dave Koenig. Nancy Lombardo, Scott Blakeman, Stephen Scott, Stone and Stone, Ira Allen on piano, and special guest Joe Franklin. All right, I hope you're coming. Steve Mendoza, I'm in a show April 7th, the night before. I'm doing improv if you want to come see it. That would be terrific. And somebody's emailing me here. Let me see if it's... Nope, it's not George. I wish he'd email me because I can't really get on Facebook to answer people's questions. But let me play some Camille, you know our friend Camille Theobald. She's back and she's writing more stuff. So let me find her new stuff for you, Camille. She's so cute. You gotta, if you Facebook friend her or see her on YouTube, she is adorable and a talented little lady on the uke. So here's her new one. I won't give it away.
Dear UPS man, that can never get my name right. Either, but Fell is worse. Okay. difficult. I know it's a unique name, but it's not difficult to understand when I say Theobald that it would be spelled T-H-E-O-B-A-L-D. Did you go to school? Were you dropped on your head? Do you smoke a lot of weed? Maybe you just smoke a lot of weed. Or you hate your job so much that you're just not here in your brain ever. Because it's been months. You have worked this shift for months and you still can't remember my name. And I see you at least 2 times a week. Sometimes more. The guy before you, I didn't even have to tell him my name. He already knew what it was. I just signed a little pad, and he'd be on his merry little way, saying, "Bye, Camille Theobald." He also hit on me. Probably why he doesn't work here anymore, because I'm sure I'm not the only person he hit on. But hey, he knew people's names, and he made them feel special. Is that your thing? You just don't find anything about this building or me special. Not worth remembering, huh? Well, if that's what you think, well then screw you, UPS guy. Well, Camille. Yazzie Tyler. Hey guys, thank you so much for watching. If you like the show, please press the like, subscribe, or leave a comment. See you next week.
Camille Theobald, a very talented young lady. And Mel and Al, my apologies. I guess that's you, guest 1268. In the chat room, their CDs are available on CD Baby, and I played one song twice, but that's because I liked it so much. So here's another Mel and Al song. Let's hear it for the ladies.
If I wait too long, my kid will have 6 legs or so, I'm told.
Too many legs.
The pressure's getting stronger, and my mother's almost dead.
That's hyperbole.
I wish I could ignore the little voices in my head.
I'm starting to feel like
Mel and Al, aren't they wonderful? New discovery. Thank you, Music Coalition on Facebook. They are lovely. Can't wait to hear more. Mel and Al, send me more. Send me more. Send me more. Anyway, Mel and Al, let me give them another plug. You can get them on CD Baby, iTunes. Their new one, Co-Friendant, is on Bandcamp.com. And go to www.melandal.com. It's a mouthful to say. Our next shows are at KUTZ Town University, Kutztown, Tuesday the 26th. I'll be performing at an old age home. Okay, and then they'll be April 4th at Galerias in Washington. Just go to their website. I think you could find all their info. Aren't they wonderful? Wacko Bob. Taking calls, Wacko Bob. What's going on there? I don't know how much minute I have left, Wacko Bob. What's doing? You want to post what's doing, Wacko Bob? Post what time your shows are. I know they're every day and they're funny, and I think you have them on the weekends too. Is that correct? Let me know. Post it up there. I'm waiting on, I was supposed to have a celebrity call in, and he forgot, I think. So let's just see if he does. Okay, what do we got? We got time? Okay, let's keep it moving here. I got to see, I have so many people. Did I forget? I was supposed to pimp a lot of people this weekend. How about me? Pimp me. Nancy Lombardo, you can get my CD on CD Baby, Color Me Crazy, because I am very, very much so. I'm trying to multitask between Facebook and all of these at once. Let me see. What's going on? All right. Let me see. All right, here we go. Don't forget to watch The Nancy Lombardo Show. What? You don't live in New York City? It's on channels 56, 83, or 34. RCN, it's 83. Time Warner, it's 56. And Fios, it's 34. So you can watch me. What? You live outside the city? Well, then watch me at www.mnn.org, the Lifestyle Channel, 7 p.m. tonight, The Nancy Lombardo Show. You can watch me via the internet. Oh, Ellie Dvorkin. She just figured out how to sign in. Ellie, that was great. Ellie from Mel and L. That was terrific. I love the music. Send us more. You got a lot of people in the chat room right now. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on BTR. Klopsy's in the house. Ellie, that's great. You use your own name. Now people will know you and friend you and follow you. Steve Mendoza Show. Terrific, Steve. I don't know when you do the show. Wacko Bob, always great hearing from you guys. Always a fun show with you guys. Always interesting. Never know, mixing it up. A bunch of guys from all over the world, right? And Cyanide from somewhere near Amsterdam. Don't forget, you can get Elle's music. I think it was Bandcamp and a CD Baby. And just go to their website, melandl.com. It's a mouthful to say. When you think about it, great music. I want to hear more. I love your harmonies. They're terrific. Wow, we're having quite the chat room sign-in today. Must be something about my funny Fridays going on here. Let's see. I hope I played everybody. I think there were like five things. I think I have to another Camille to play. So let's find our little friend Camille Theobald, our rising star actress and ukulele player, always with something fun. Camille, what was your other new one? I've got so many of you up here. Oh, here we go. Here's a little Camille Theobald.
Enough of a punishment, but $7 was going too far.
how to be six? Or is that like the just the right number that when all the people who didn't use their debit card that month get charged, you can use it towards investing in a better quick pay program since your current one doesn't really work all that great? Or are you furthering your technology so I could actually take a picture of a lion and send it to your bank? If I could take a picture of anything and it just showed up in your bank, that would be awesome. I might send you some bed bucks just to get back at you for that extra charge that you charged Michael or me, because I called. And it cost me $3 just to call and ask a question. You kidding me? If you used Michael's $6 for that, then I think I'd be okay with it. Love, Camille. These are letters I wrote to these people. They picked me up that one time and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters.
Camille Theobald, everyone, check her out on Facebook and follow her. She's a very, very talented young woman. Just, I found her because she posted her stuff, and I guess that's the way you find the people these days about things. And let's see. Gosh, I'm trying to multitask here. Let's see. I'm trying to get Dave Koenig to call in. Let me see. Call me now, Dave. Call me now. Call me now, Dave. I'm trying to get Dave to call in because he's got a great show. It's doing really well. I got to tell him the number, I guess, because he's not getting it. I guess I could go a little longer today just to help him plug his show. It's getting good reviews. I went to see it. It was very enjoyable. It was enjoyable and funny, and he's a great raconteur. And let's see if I can get him to call in briefly, and we'll see. Right now, Dave. I guess I can go a little long. Right, kids? All right, here we go. Oh, George Bettinger finally came into the room. Yeah, 6 minutes left, but the English lady didn't come on, Wacko Bob. Why are you torturing me, you guys? Ellie, it's so great to have you as a regular in the chat room. Please, Ellie and Mel, I know you're at work, Ellie, but when you could sneak on and listen or listen on your iPhone or whatever, please do. And we got a new person in the house. Who's Troy Shadow? Troy Shadow, post your site. Hey, George Bettinger, let's see. Oh, he couldn't do it, but what's my call-in? Okay. All right, George, I'm typing everybody my call-in today. So let me play something while I type in the call in. What are we going to play? How about the. Okay. Let's play a little something. We're going to run a little bit longer. Let's see. Mel will call in, I promise. That's whatever. Just send me more music. That would be even more terrificer. Can we say terrificer as a word? I can say whatever I want because it's my show. Oh, that's right. That's right. Let me play something briefly while I get my number.
I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
If you want to sponsor Nancy Lombardo, go to CD Baby and buy Color Me Crazy. George Bettinger, I'm waiting for George Bettinger to call in. Wacko Bob, you have something to say real quick? Real quick, Wacko Bob, I'm going to open the mic. Go, Bob.
Well, I was going because I thought you were going to go late, and I wanted to hear the show live. I will go quickly because ABE Radio Network, Mike Summers, he has Michael Porter's old network as well, too, and does a show called Roller Shoot, which is about roller derby, and we're having a legend named Chuck Skoll that's going to be on the show this Monday, so people may want to check that one out. That'll actually
be Monday at 9:30?
At 12, actually it's 12 noon Eastern Standard Time.
This Monday, Wacko Bob on BTR Radio.
So
right.
Put me on hold, I'll listen, and these people better start calling in. It's not nice to stand up the great Nancy Lombardo.
Oh, you got it, Wacko Bob, you rock. Okay, listen to Wacko Bob, they're terrific, yeah. All right, I'm putting him on hold now, and he's listening in via the there. I'm emailing people. I guess they're not getting it. George, I'm trying to promote you. You're making it difficult. All right, George Benjamin, just go to Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook and find out what he's doing next. Ellie, Facebook Mom and Pop Shop, please. I think they would like your music. Post one of your songs there. Maybe he'll hear it. George Benjamin's a very nice guy. One of your funny songs, okay? Anyway, Wacko Bob, good for you. And we got your plug in, Wacko Bob. Great bunch of guys, hardworking, and you never know who's going to be on the show and what something's happening. It's their life. It's like Radio Verite. That's the only way to describe it. Oh, wait. Who's calling in? 917. All right. Who do we got here? Hello?
Hello, Nancy Lombardo.
It's Dave Koenig from Addicted to Show Business at St. Luke's Theater, 308 West 46th Street, between 8th and 9 every Wednesday. Your show's getting rave review. Dave, tell us all about it.
Nancy, it's so exciting to be here with you on your show. This is the biggest thing on radio since Hirohito announced the Japanese surrender. I'm just thrilled to be here.
Dave, your show is getting awesome reviews. I saw it. It is terrific. You can take the family. It's nice to have a family show you could go to and talk about.
You can bring your family, bring somebody else's family. I really don't care. Just bring people.
Dave Koenig, listeners, is a 3-time Emmy winner. And you've really got to check him out. He's doing a great job with this show.
Let me tell you, you take those 3 Emmy Awards and you combine that with $2.50 and you too can get on the Crosstown Bus. And I guarantee you that. That's an amazing
Let's see,
thing.
It says your show is hilarious and uplifting. And you con your way into
the show. Yeah, people are digging the show. It's going great. We got it up and running at the St. Luke's Theater. And well, you saw the damn thing, and you know how funny it is.
Yeah, I did. I gave you a good review on New York Times. Tell them who wrote the music.
Well, that's the great thing about the show is it's very funny, but it's not an evening of stand-up comedy, if you will, although there are elements of that. It's a big theatrical production with I got a live band, I got music. The great Ian Finkel directed the show and composed the music, and he is a big, big talent. And he plays the xylophone at every performance, and we get piano, we get xylophone. It's a big, big production.
Oh, it's very nice and very funny, and it talks about, you know, your showbiz life and how you have to do it and everything. And I'm in the chat room. I don't know if you could see it, but Steve Mendoza went to see your show, and he says, "I laughed so hard my facial tics stopped."
Yeah, Steve Mendoza was there, and he enjoyed it. Yeah, no, it's going great, and it's getting big laughs. And there's a couple of great things that I talk about in the show about show business and my career and all that. But there's a bunch of good stuff that didn't make it into the show. And did you know about my Boardwalk Empire episode? Did I tell you about that?
Go ahead, tell the listeners.
I got booked to do an episode of Boardwalk Empire, right? And here's what happened. I got this is what the show is all. The show is all about overcoming. How would you describe it? Overcoming the hardships of life through show business. And sure, why not? And anyway, my agent calls me and she says, "Listen, I got an audition for you." I said, "That's fantastic. What is it for?" She said, "Boardwalk Empire." I said, "Boardwalk Empire? Are you kidding me? That's my favorite show. This is great." I said, "What's the part?" She said, "Reporter number 4." I said, "Reporter number 4. I think to myself, I said, "Reporter number 4, that's not a real part. Me, a man of my stature, reporter number 4? She says, "I'll fax you the sides." She faxed me the sides. It's two lines. Reporter number 4, 2 lines. I think, jeez, this is ridiculous. So I go to the audition. Reporter number 4, 2 lines. I leave. The agent calls me back. She says, "I got good news." I said, "What?" She says, you got a call back. I think to myself, are you kidding me? A call back for reporter number four? Two lines? I can't just cast the thing. A man of my stature, I got to go back in there. But I don't say anything. She says, you got to, for the call back, you got to go to the studio. I said, where's the studio? She said, it's the old Brooklyn Navy Yard. I think to myself, are you kidding me? I got to schlep out to the Brooklyn Navy Yard for reporter number four. Two lines, two lousy lines. I got to take a bus and a subway. A man of my stature. So, Nancy, I get on the bus, I get on the subway. I go to the Brooklyn Navy. On the way, I call a buddy of mine. This guy, he's an older fellow. He's in his 60s. He's an actor. I'm all agitated. I said, Joe, I'm all agitated. He said, what are you agitated? I said, I got to slip out to the Brooklyn Navy Yard for two lines, two lousy lines. A man of my stature. Can you believe it? He says, well, Dave, if it makes you feel any better, last time I was at the Brooklyn Navy Yard, they shipped me off to Vietnam.
Go see Dave Koenig's show, Addicted to Show Business, tickets and information. You could go to Telecharge to get your tickets. It's at St. Luke's Theater, 308 West 46th Street, every Wednesday. And it's worth seeing. Go, and you're right on Theater Row. Go have a cheap meal, then go see a show. Cool. It'll be a fulfilling evening of fun. And you can also go to Dave Koenig Facebook for more information, or www.davekoenig.com for more information. And Dave wrote the whole thing. Thank you, Dave, for calling in. And
Thank you, Nancy Lombardo. I salute you in all your endeavors.
You too. Thank you, Dave. Great guy. Great guy. Oh, boy. Very funny. Okay. Let me see. Who's next? Who do I have next? George, are you there? Not sure. George must have hung up. Okay. Well, thank you.
See, I'm here.
Oh, you're there, George.
Speak up quick.
I'm on overtime, so I'm hoping this all gets on. I think they still keep recording. So just give us the information real quick.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate it. The new station that I'm on is called Dream Stream Radio, and the name of the show is The Mom and Pop Shop. It's on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 4 p.m., and it's a lot of fun.
And I told them just go Facebook Mom and Pop Shop, and they'll get more information on the new show. Well, congratulations. Go ahead.
Just go to Facebook, and you'll find the link and everything. Just look me up, and it'll be there. Thank you, Nancy. I love you.
All right. Love you, too. Bye. All right. This has been Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio. We went over time, but it was fun. Wasn't it, people? Yes, it was. And the show will be archived. So if you want to hear in the archives, you can. Thank you all, Clopsy, Wacko Bob, everybody, for tuning in. It's terrific. It's terrific. You've all been great. What can I say?
Yeah! That's all, folks.
Bye.